I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Muslims are giving their hearts to Christ after watching The Passion of the Christ and reading the New Testament. The movie was recently shown on national TV in a Muslim-majority nation. 65,000 people requested additional information. Pioneer's missiologist Dwight McGuire says,
out of those 6,500 were Muslims who asked for New Testaments. As we sent those New Testaments out, we got responses back that about 85 of them had made professions of faith. We recognized that about 30 of them were actually representative, not just an individual, but a little group of individuals.
Pioneers needs help to grow. Go to our website to get connected. Next, 90% of the northern population of Uganda are in refugee camps because of the civil war. Every Child Ministries' Katie Suter says there's nothing for them to go home to. A whole generation is losing out on their education. Suter took a mission team in recently to work for 3 weeks, where they taught Bible lessons, early literacy, and held medical clinics. More importantly, ECM is committed to a long-term evangelistic ministry.
ECM is in the process of opening a baby's home. They're hoping to break ground, I think, in February. We have a missionary couple in the southern part of Uganda right now. They run a soccer program and a tutoring program and Bible lessons every week.
And a crisis center in Russia houses 20 orphan toddlers with just one government official to oversee them. That's why four women stepped up to create Hannah's Hands, a ministry of orphan outreach. They supplement government staff in nurturing the kids' needs to develop cognitively and emotionally. As Christians, they're teaching the children to love each other as Christ loved. Orphan Outreach wants to hire more staff for this program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.